Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health
care, baby. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio, with your host, DJ
Smith,
and
international
call. Hail, from the Neverland, presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yeah. I'm up in this motherfucker, y'all, but shit, I am burnt the hell out. I should call this shit Car Problems Wednesday, but, not going to do that. And, what we're going to do today for Weekday Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, presents Car Problems 101. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all some shit that I went through, some helpful little, tidbits to kind of get you through your car problems, man. You know, I'm not certified mechanic. Hell, I ain't even a shade tree mechanic. But I bet you I can fix my own shit. You know what I'm saying? And so today, you know, we're going to cover a few tips and basic troubleshooting of, common car problems. You know what I'm saying? People, break down and don't know what the fuck going on. It's a few things that can only happen to your car, people. You know what I'm saying? And right about now, I just got in from, working on my shiznit. And, that's where I've been at. Shout out Evil Jack. And before I do that, let me give a little quick announcement. Somebody sent me a message. And this came from Free Agent. Radio show host on this network by the name of Free Agent. The show is called On the Rim with Rod, and it's going down this Friday, October 1st, 2010. They'll be having a comedy show called The Laugh, Cackle, and Snort, Part 2. Welcome everybody to call in and tell a joke. Also, radio show hosts can call in, plug their radio show or website. Tours, book releases, or whatever, you know, for artists and stuff like that. It's starting at this Friday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's like 1 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, I think over 3 hours ahead. You can call them up at area code 347-996-3472. Visit them at www.blogtalkradio.com/onTheRim. And they will be posting jokes submitted by anyone on the discussion page at their Facebook, facebook.com/onTheRim. You can follow them there and check out the first Laugh, Cackle, and Snort on the website. And that's coming from Mr. Rod of On the Rim. All right. I work, and one thing about this damn network that kind of just blows me. Everybody like to talk about relationships, relate. You know what I'm saying? One thing about relationship people, you can't be in a relationship if you ain't motherfucking take care of yourself. And I mean, taking care of yourself is not poisoning your body with miscellaneous fucked up drugs, mind altering drugs, not including weed. You know, powder crack and all the other kind of shit that people like to call recreational drugs. You know what I'm saying? And that affects your relationship, you know? So, before you start sitting there worrying about, getting into relationships, get your shit right. You know what I'm saying? Get your finances straight. You know what I'm saying? Get your spirituality straight. Get your emotional state straight. Get everything about you straight. And if you can do that, then, yeah, anybody want to be with you. And once you become that person, it's not a person on this planet that's not going to try to stop from being with you. You know what I'm saying? But then that's when you just got to tighten yourself up and be that one person. You know what I'm saying? One woman, man, or one man, woman. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, people. So give me a quick second. You know what I'm saying? I got to clean up just a little bit. And, you know, got that coming down. And don't forget this Sunday, October, well, actually, we got two different dates. Over in Plant City, Florida, my homeboy DJ Slow Motion is throwing a party October 2nd. You can actually, well, I'll hit you back up in a minute with all of the info. Let me get into some songs, and then I'll come back with all of the updates and stuff like that. So we can get it in, you know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to start this thing off a little smooth, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start this thing off my homeboy Deuce. Can't live with him, can't live without him. You already know how we do up in here. And shouts out to everybody that might have came through early. I know the show's starting a little late today. But never too late to have fun, people. So call me up, 347-237-5125. You listening on your iPods, iPhones, what the fuck ever. Want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. We stay Wednesday. We in the building.
Yeah. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Yeah. One time for the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Or just a little bit? Look here.
Damn,
I can't live with
live.
I can't live with
live. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. Get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. Get you killed.
Can't live with him, can't live without him, man. So y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. Y'all gotta play on lock for real.
Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My words just seductive. My body's so luxurious. You see me back it up. You say you make me wanna cut. Please don't stop dancing. I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Being intoxicated, know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of drugs out here that really hate me. I pass through water and it just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick, juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got you see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guess artists appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it. Lioness, wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite. Yes, I'm exotic. Yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous, so damn contagious. The name is Shannon, please let me introduce you. I run with the drag boy, yes, I'm a drag girl. I tell you off top, yeah, I've been high. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems, now I'm about to get mine. Yes, me and me the hot track, and I bet I'll rip that. Done with that, she's gonna say, yeah, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal gold. Coming me and Paul Steve from the Viennese. And I'm puffing on that side looking Chinese.
Okay, what you want about to do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes. My dude gotta be the boss. We can be raised in the South. I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a beat. Hit the game for the street. You ever walk up a group of dudes and had them all screamed in? Look at the body. She must be some kind of stripper. Me and her, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the thing that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it.
Say okay, what you want about y'all.
You say what you want about. my people, it's time help to do it. Reach down. If you only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute. People are telling us, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch, came. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Tired of you politicians with your weak games and lies, begging enough to listen.
Come on,
to all of your Facebooks
so
and your BS. You need to learn how to pass the torch and help someone else besides yourself. Pass the torch, pass the torch. Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch, pass the torch, and get the torch to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know
boom,
the life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood,
my hood,
so everybody can take it easy.
That's
and
right.
It's all
good.
Please step off of me and pass the toast, and don't keep it to yourself, and that's the show.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can help somebody else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch,
one
pass
two
the
torch.
We can't see the flames,
all
we can't
help
see
somebody.
The flames. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother
it's
Jerry.
It's changed two words. Hear me out, I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
G, he built me out.
Thank
I'm right saying
God.
I understood,
possible.
Pass the torch, I helped him, he helped me, and that's how we buy with
cost,
and now I'm buying cost. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. But we dying off,
yeah,
but y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get a gun and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
it's government
the studio.
Studio. It's silly though, the white ones really know.
We love you, baby,
if
but God
roof,
love
even
you,
if
man.
You fix it too, just pass the torch
please,
and someone
please,
else can fix it too.
They
got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December, and think, well, I was late in November.
Damn.
Blacks abort, stop
hold
passing snort.
Yeah. Don't let
that
stop
the psalm,
you.
Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
shout
you
the torch, shout the torch.
You're the star,
it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Shout the torch, shout the torch.
You can do
it's
what
time
you
to see flames, it's time to see flames.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch. Pass the toast and get a toast to someone,
someone
else.
Else. Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Brother Kane. Well, yeah, Brother Kane.
Pass the
toast. I know men are millionaires. They got all kind of wealth. It's not spurning. All amongst their family members or their friends. Help somebody. We can quit jobs. We can quit all kind of wealth. We can make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody up. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's
help
start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God
right.
Said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you already got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
All
help
right.
Somebody. Pour somebody up. All you can do is let's start the day. Let's make this a brighter day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make this world a better place.
We
if we can.
Oh,
I know we can.
Let's
pass the torch.
Share the
oh, this is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst
fame.
Each other. Let's start
something.
We can start something that will last all over the world.
Fame.
Let's stop the world.
Share
and start spreading love.
Let's
pass the torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. There's enough for everybody. All reach back. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's
pass the
torch.
Pass
let's the do this for the Lord.
You can't see
let's
the flames. You can't
the
see the flames.
Oh,
share
we can
the
do
torch.
It.
Share
let's
the
down
torch.
To all the beautiful people in the world.
The
stop spreading
the
love.
Pass
stop
torch.
Pass the
pass
torch.
Torch.
You can do it.
We can't
let's
see
do
the
it
flames.
Today.
We can't see
oh,
the
it's beautiful to
share
pass that
torch.
Torch. It's beautiful to help somebody. Oh, you can't leave it. What you going
to
do? You can't take it with you.
Jet Set Man up in Hollywood, California, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing up in the movies. Y'all can check him out on Comedy Central coming soon. He's going to be on a spinoff show like The Office. I'm not sure the exact name of it right now, but he's going to be on that. So new shit. All right, check this out. You guys got car problems out there, man. Let me lend you a little hand. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not certified, none of that shit. So you can always, you always need to double check with a second opinion before you do anything with vehicles. But troubleshooting is the number one thing that you need to know, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to basic problems with your vehicles. Troubleshooting. And people are like, oh, what is troubleshooting? How do I troubleshoot a vehicle? Okay. Simple troubleshooting. You're driving down the street, you start to feel the car starts to wave, okay? Troubleshooting is finding out, taking steps to finding out what is the problem. Okay, first thing you would do when you've been riding down a straight road and ain't been no bumps, no curves, you know what I'm saying? You would normally, unless the situation dictates different, you know what I'm saying? You normally would pull over to a safe area and check your tires. Okay, that's the first thing that you want to do. You want to check your tires. You want to do a visual check. You know what I'm saying? Walk around to each tire and visually look to see if the tire got bulges in it, if the tire has a dip in the middle of it, or if you see just plain out the tires flat. You know what I'm saying? You can tell that. All of these are different. Will cause different feelings as you're riding down the road. Okay, when you got a flat tire, obviously, the car will be going up and down like blah, 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 blah. But then, a lot of people start to feel a funny feeling in their tires, like the tire is going to come off or the tire is hugging the ground too. Sometimes, majority of the time, you'll have what is called the tire separator. Meaning that if you let the vehicle sit up for an extended period of time, water vapors and stuff build up inside the tire. So then, therefore, once you start driving it, it dry rots the tire. So then the rods, the steel inside starts to expand and stretch it with the rubber. You know what I'm saying? And actually, the tire separates. It pulls the tire completely apart. That's what's called tire separation. And that's when you start seeing the whole tread come off the tires and, tire blowouts. That's what leads to tire blowouts. Also, you got, this happens when people overfill their tires. You know what I'm saying? They put too much pressure. The PSI, pounds per, is pressure per square inch. That's your PSI, it's per square inch. So you got 30 normal cars, normal American cars. Let me speak American cars, because when you go overseas, they got different, the metric system and everything is different. But over here, and plus they drive on snow tires and other shit like that. We just got different tires. You want to check, you want to check, like if we got a bolt, you want to definitely check the tire pressure. Okay, so the PSI, like you look on the tire and it says 30, 35 PSI. You really, unless you're getting to like trucks and stuff like that, that's when you might get 40, 45 PSI. But normal standard cars, the majority, have a 35 PSI max. You know what I'm saying? That's the maximum amount of air you should put into it. Before you can cause tire separation, or you can cause, the big little nipple, or what is called a titty, on the side of the tire that pops up, and that's caused from putting too much pressure into your tire, and then more like you hit a rock or something like that, and then it'll automatically you'll see the little titty pop up, and somebody hit a curb, and it'll make the titty pop up too. So you got to make sure that you properly inflate your tires, you know what I'm saying? And that's just, simple troubleshooting. other thing is the way you can tell if a tire is separated is just by lightly rubbing your hand. Don't rub it hard, because if it's already separated and wire is exposed, you don't even need to do no wire rubbing anyways. But sometimes the wire might be on the inside, on the back inside of the tire, so you won't feel it until you start feeling around the tire. So lightly feel around the tire, and a backward forth type of motion over, left and right over the tire. And what you're feeling for is you want to feel if it's even all the way around. If it's even all the way around, you're good. But if you feel an indentation in it, then that means that your tire is dry rotten and it's separating, and you need to replace that tire, or what we call is called a may pop, and that bitch may pop anytime that you're right. All right, now we leave the tire. After you leave the tire, okay, say you're riding down the street, and let's see. What else? Because I'm leaving some comments. Well, everything else, is, if it's not tire-related, it's more than likely, you know what I'm saying, you just going to be motor-related, something to deal with your motor. And it's ways to troubleshoot that. You got three functions that make your car run, okay? You got your fuel that you must have, and then you have your power, which it must have. So you must have your fuel and your power and water, okay? Those are the three main things that you must have. Power comes from your alternator, your starter, and your battery. Those are your three components that keep circulate power throughout your vehicle. Okay, then you have the belts, of course, that you must have belts to make everything turn correctly. Okay, but you need to have the water. The water in your radiator actually runs through your motor to keep all the internal parts cool. You know what I'm saying? They have pipelines and stuff that run throughout, you know what I'm saying, your entire car, and they carry different fluids. But all the water does, it keeps your transmission fluid cool, keeps the motor cool, you know. So it keeps various parts of the vehicle cool. So if you break down, if you happen to pull over or your vehicle, you might be driving sometime, and especially in hot weather, down here in Florida, this happens then every day. Your car just shuts off on you. You pull over to the side of the road, you know what I'm saying, because your car just shut off on you, and you don't know what the hell happened. And you're like, what the fuck, did I run out of gas? You crank your car up, you know, you turn your car forward, and to check the gas needle, and, you see that it's gas in it. So you're like, well, damn, what else is it? You have power, okay, so it's not your battery. You're like, well, damn, I got power. You cut your headlights. This is all parts of troubleshooting, people. You can do this before you even get out the vehicle. This is just, basic things to check before you get out the vehicle. Cut your car lights on. You know, if they're not on, cut your car lights on. If they're shining bright, it's 9 times out of 10, it's not an electrical problem. You got something else going on. Okay, cut your lights off, and then cut your car off. Once you cut your car off, that's when you can go out, and then you have to pop the hood, and now do first you want to do just a visual inspection to see if anything is just blatantly loose. You know what I'm saying? You might have a radiator hose might have popped off, a vacuum hose might have popped off. You got a bunch of little hoses that operate different things underneath your car, but if one of them might have a hole in it, might have a crack in it, that can cause the car to lose pressure, and that's what your car runs on, built up pressure, which causes the engine pistons to combust. That means go up and down, you know what I'm saying, and that's because of fire and all that shit and gas built up inside the chambers, causing an explosion, which causes your pistons to move up and down, and that's why you need the oil and all that kind of stuff to lubricate it, you know what I'm saying, to keep the friction down so you won't blow up your motor, okay? And giving another little physical look over, okay, now you already remembered that you pulled the lights on, so it's not power-related because you got power, okay? Now, and you looked at your, when you cut it on, you looked at it. Now, this is a problem that a lot of people face down here in Florida. Non-functioning gas needles. You know, gas needles don't work correctly. Or you have, like U-Haul has, a floating gas needle. So you might you might and you might not have as much gas as it looks on the needle. You know, it might show that you actually have gas, and then you actually have less than what it's showing, because you can have a defaulty gas needle. You know what I'm saying? So if you know that, then you should know to monitor your gas, and that actually should be your first thought of troubleshooting. I done ran out of gas. You know what I'm saying? But the first thing you would do is check your power settings and stuff like that, you know, and then you know, and if your power and stuff is working, then that should tell, you know, how much gas you have in the vehicle. And if you got gas in the vehicle, then you would want to, you know, exit the vehicle and then continue on with the inspection. Now, once you're under the hood, like I say, if the vehicle runs off of pressure, there's a loss of pressure somewhere. You have a loss of pressure somewhere. So the only way you can really check vacuum hoses is with the car on. You know what I'm saying? Because it has to have pressure applied to it so you can hear if you have any leaks, or you can really feel along the vacuum hose in the car. Make sure it's cool. You don't want to stick your hand into no fucking hot-ass engine and get a damn third-degree burn. But make sure, you know, a little cool, let the car cool off before you start doing anything under the hood, honestly. And then you just feel the hoses for any holes, cracks, or anything like that. If you feel anything like that, 9 times out of 10, that's one of your problems, because that's going to lead to another problem. If it's not a vacuum hoses, okay, you know, you don't hear anything leaking, you know, which you, well, honestly, you couldn't tell that unless the car was crunk up. But you would do another inspection. If you don't have water in your car, sometimes your car would just shut off. You know what I'm saying? It won't even, like mine, it's done that to me before. It ran out of water. Well, okay, it's going to show up on your damn needle. If it does, if your car needle doesn't rise, this is all internal troubleshoot. Your dash. You know what I'm saying? Your dashboard is your first line of defense to look at first. You want to look at your dashboard. If you see the oil light on, you already know something's wrong with the oil. If you see the fuel light on, something's wrong with the fuel. The fuel's low. Something's wrong with the fuel. You know what I'm saying? Then something's definitely wrong with that. You're losing pressure somewhere. Or if you look at your radiator needle, you know what I'm saying, which you should have, which it tells the pressure, it has, you know, the H of C, some of them say H of C, hot or cold, you know what I'm saying, and normally your needle should be either slightly on the cool side or right slap dab in the middle of normal. It shouldn't be, you know, raising up to trying to get hot or anything, because then you have an overheating problem that's being created. And that's something else that you would need to troubleshoot. Okay, so you look at the needle, and you happen to see that the needle is slightly over, you know what I'm saying, the normal point. Now, you got to keep in mind that when the car shut off on you, that needle could have been a lot higher, you know what I'm saying, and you just weren't paying attention to it, because a lot of people don't pay attention to the gauges all the time as they're driving. And the needle could have crept up high and actually got hot, and then just, you know, automatically caused the car to shut off. It's the default in the car that it'll shut itself off if it gets too hot. Most cars do this, you know what I'm saying, which prevents you from cracking your radiator or cracking your head or blowing a head gasket. It's a safety feature. So the things you want to do if you see that is, first you want to make sure that the car is definitely cool. Anytime you're dealing with the cooling system, you always want to make sure that it's cool. You never want a motherfucker just go underneath your car, they just shut off. And like I've seen dumbass females and males do, they just take the radiator cap off, and yeah, that is the worst thing to do, people. You can seriously burn yourself and cause some major injuries. You never want to do that, all right? But the safest thing to do is to you know, cut the car off, let it cool off. You can even open up the overflow valve, which is the overflow little container, and let some of the heat and stuff escape that way. You know what I'm saying? It'll help it cool down a little bit faster. And but once it's cooled down, that's when you want to take the radiator cap off, give a visual inspection to see first if it's topped off, if you have any radiator fluid, water or radiator fluid, in the vehicle, period. And if it's topped off, then you know it. Then you know it's not your radiator. Okay, but if it, if not, if you can visually look and see that you don't have any water in your radiator, well, then 9 times out of 10, that's your number one problem. But like I say, if you look at it and then you see that there is water in there, but sometimes the water level just might be low. Now, you could have sworn you just filled it up before you left the house, and now that the water level is low. You look underneath the vehicle, you don't see any leaks coming from the radiator, so it's not a cracked radiator or anything. So how else could the water be leaking out? Now you need to, if this will actually lead to something that you can't necessarily troubleshoot until you actually take the part out. And that will lead up to your thermostat. And you will have to go on some, most likely some memorization on when was the last time you changed thermostats out. And the thermostat is what controls the water flow. And the buildup of the water pressure in your radiator, coming in and out your radiator and coming out of the water housing, which you have the water housing unit, your water pump. And this is, you know, the water circulates through this. It actually regulates water and it holds back water for a minute that makes it build up pressure. Once it builds up enough pressure, and it'll get to a certain degrees, and once it gets to that degrees, it'll actually, you know, open up to allow more water than what's needed to flow in order to cool, to bring the car back down to that normal operating temperature. And that's what your thermostat. But what ends up happening is people forget, you know, they're burning the AC all summer long, and then wintertime, they don't never change the thermostat, and the thermostat starts to stick. So once you start getting a sticky thermostat, then that can, you know, that the water doesn't have a chance to build up and the pressure doesn't have a chance to release. So it actually is just starting to evaporate quickly, you know what I'm saying? So, because it can't build up. So if you got a sticky, if you got a faulty thermostat, that'll also show in your AC. Your AC's not getting cool, you know what I'm saying? Because the water flow is not circulating properly. And then you'll see your needle jump, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll see the needle go up and down. It might be erratic, you know what I'm saying? And that's because the thermostat is going bad. It's actually going out. It's building up so much pressure that it's actually getting so hot, you know what I'm saying, that it wants to overheat. But then it'll get, you know, it'll get to that temperature, but way over what it's normally supposed to get. But then, you know, it'll get to a certain temperature, and then it'll force it open. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you'll see a needle jump down, you know what I'm saying, and actually kick back down. And in that case, you got a faulty thermostat. All of this are basic steps from sitting in the car, giving basic, you know what I'm saying, visual inspections, to actually physically getting out of the car and giving a walk around the vehicle, you know what I'm saying, for physical inspections, and then actually looking under the hood and giving it a look over. You know what I'm saying? And then giving it a physical inspection, you know what I'm saying, by, you know, you have to check your oil, make sure you have oil pressure, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing people be driving around and they don't understand either, that you have to have oil in your vehicle. Riding around with a quart of oil and you got a load full of stuff, that's bad for the motor in your vehicle. And it could cause, you know what I'm saying, your vehicle to break down. So you want to make sure that you have oil, you know what I'm saying? You definitely got to make sure you have water, and you definitely need to have gas. Those three things are the basic functions of your vehicle, and without them, currently without them, you will shut down. Although we have a brother here in Tampa that operates his vehicles off of nothing but batteries, which, you know what I'm saying, is the most economical way possible. Although his vehicle only goes 50 miles an hour, the majority of the places that you drive around in the city is only 50 miles an hour anyways, unless you get on the highway. And that gets up to about 55, 60 miles an hour. But for city purposes, it's the perfect thing. Runs it off 8 batteries and 2 alternators. And then the alternators just switch side to side. When one power gets low, it switches over to the next. So he doesn't run off of gasoline or I don't believe he has oil either. His car just runs off a turbine shaft that turns the two alternators with a belt, you know what I'm saying? And that's how he can, and he got some weird way he got the steering hooked up. Okay? So these are just basic people. You know what I'm saying? If you just need to know the basics. You know, just like Time to Learn a Language Tuesday, it's not about being fluent in a language. It's just about learning the basics. Because once you learn the basics, then you'll have that respect. And that's respect for another language and also respect for your vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Because believe you me, people get respect very quick when they start doing things they're not supposed to do, i.e. taking off the radiator cap, you know what I'm saying, right after you shut the car. You will gain a very new respect for hot water. Yeah, and also vehicle. So that's a very important thing. Now, I'm going to play a confused song, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to get into some more troubleshooting and tell you what actually happened to me and how I fixed my troubleshooting problems, you know what I'm saying, and how I got into, you know, getting around to getting my problems fixed and stuff. All right? So coming right back after this, get into a little Rita Shelby right here. And we're coming right back. We're out on Wrecking the Game Radio live from Tampa, Florida, 813, all the way through to the Netherlands. And I mean the Netherlands. Shout out to Sayonara, Evelyn Angel, and the whole crew. You already know what we do. It's Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, your internet dial.
Changes. you'll win if you just don't quit. Squeeze and sour citrus, squeeze and sour citrus, squeeze and sour citrus.
Media. media as the whole world's pen. And every day they say, as Red Jiminy, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict to media. The media, the media, as the whole world's pen. Never forget that crack kills. Despite the fact my uncle here has been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high. Because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve while the media dictates what we believe. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day, they say, as Red Jiminy, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict to the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pimp.
Yeah. We're getting pimped by the media. We know that. We know that. And if you don't know that, you better know that. That's real, man. All right, check this out. I got a few more for you. You know what I'm saying? A few more things. And, yeah, you know, it's all about education 101 up in here, man. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, where we play all the independent hits from around the world. And I mean the world. Shouts out to Jackal hanging out on the PSN-radio.com network. You know what I'm saying? P-Soup. P-Soup. That's what I like to call him. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, matter of fact, I got to eat my food, people. I'm hungrier than four goddamn with them little kids that they see with the little flies around them and shit. that shit's fucking crazy. You got million billionaires and shit, but you got motherfuckers starving in that same country. Yeah, all right. Imagine that. I'll buy that for a fucking dollar. And shouts out to K-Jizzle, you know what I'm saying, and motherfucking Ashwood out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying, putting down the video, you know what I'm saying. Matter of fact, since we're putting down the video, they doing their thing, man. Let me get y'all some pump-up music, you know what I'm saying. Check this out.
Hustle all day, keep teasing, grind all night.
Let's keep with our homie.
Hustle all day, get money.
Boy, I'm black, I see you, boy.
Get money.
Get money, that's what I do, you heard me? Okay, time is money, so I never waste it. A record deal coming soon, I can taste it. I'm the best in the city, let's face it. Why serve all day like a waitress? Take back pack the station, I replace it. With Mo, the boy get no. I just saw a lot, now it's time for me to re-up. Getting called dread, tell I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game and I don't need a prenup. 50 pounds on the table, let's heat up. I'm lukewarm, but the boy about to heat up.
Hustle all day,
getting money.
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 Hustle all day,
getting money. people as a bird. The economic oppression. Obama will make it better. The economic oppression. Uncle poor people as a bird. The economic oppression. Obama will make it better. We need a leader to unite the world. Cause the world under pressure.
Straightforward,
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the F&A&R Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen up, you're supposed to tell you Scott Saliba.
Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, I like that promo right there. I think that sounds very professional. Okay. Back at you. Weezday Wednesday presents Car Problems 101. Because of the reason why I wasn't even at this motherfucker today. You know what I'm saying? Late. I'm here, but I was late. So, quick troubleshooting. Last night, I at the club. Well, night before last, I'm at the club, and I went to jump into the car, you know what I'm saying? Car wouldn't crank. Okay, I mean, it acted like it wanted to, but then it acted like the battery was dead. Okay, so 9 out of 10, what would you do? Most people would look like, damn, I need to get a job. Okay, so that's troubleshooting, okay? What you want to do, you first to troubleshoot, look at your dash and look at your battery light. You know what I'm saying? It should indicate whether it's high or low. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened that it indicated that the battery was low. Okay? Brand new battery. Now, this is the only problem with this. So you can't trust batteries, people. Everything on this planet is man-made. So you can't put trust, total trust into it, but it's man-made. So it's bound to fuck up and malfunction. Don't even matter if you paid $1 million for it. You can take that bitch back the same day, you know what I'm saying, due to a malfunction. I jumped out, you know what I'm saying, I popped the hood, you know, and it just so happened wasn't nobody around to give me a jump, okay? Now, with me, I just, you know, Lord always look out for you if you want. You know what I'm saying? So, Lord looked out for me. I had my old battery that I originally had when I first bought the van in the van. Don't ask me why. It just happened to be in there. You know what I'm saying? And so what I ended up doing, you know, I was like, well, fuck it. Let me take this out and put the other battery in. So, I took it out and put my other little small battery in. And it fired right up. And I was like, well, what the fuck? It's supposed to be a brand new battery. This is an old dust-ass battery. Why the hell? So, you know, drove it home. And it acted a little funny when I was driving home. Got it home, you know, and parked it. You know what I'm saying? Next day, didn't have a chance because I didn't have transportation. So today, I went and I put the alternator off. You know what I'm saying? Which, if you can, crank your car up and it continues to crank, drive that bitch to the auto parts store. It's not too far away. And have them put it on the computer and actually test everything. Test the battery. That way they can test the alternator, see if it's getting the proper charge and all that. But I didn't have a chance to do that, so I had to take it off. So I ended up taking it off and took it and... actually, I was waiting to get another one, but I thought the bitch was just old and, you know, needed to be replaced. But while I was sitting there, the guy actually brought the wrong alternator. So from him bringing the wrong alternator, shout out to my cousin, P.O.P., you know what I'm saying, who was with me. He pointed out, well, did you get the alternator self-tested? Because you have, on the alternator, you have what is called a solenoid. A voltage regulator. Some vehicles have it built onto the side wall, which is, it looks like a little flat silver pack. And some of them have them built like mine right onto the alternator itself, which happens to be the case. So when the guy, you know, Like, well, shit, I tested. He tested it. Bang! Nothing wrong with the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I just mean by troubleshooting. You have to troubleshoot, you know what I'm saying, everything. Now, I was going to end up spending $65, you know what I'm saying, when that was actually one of the steps that I should have taken, you know what I'm saying, prior to replacing any parts. People, if it can be tested, get the shit tested first. Just don't go out and buy something new just because you think it's broken. You know what I'm saying? If it's broken, it can be fixed. And, you know, more than 9 times out of 10, goddammit, it'll, you know, you end up saving, you know what I'm saying, saving yourself a lot of money versus trying to, you know what I'm saying, going to the store and get, you know, brand new parts. You can go and get it aftermarket or something like that. Just like I was going to get it from the junkyard, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with the part. It's just, okay, the car might have got hit from behind. That ain't got nothing to do with the alternator in the hood. That's still a good alternator. You know what I'm saying? It's just bad rear end and all that. Body parts are screwed up on the vehicle. But the motor and everything else still could be possibly good. You know what I'm saying? It's not directly hit from the front side or something like that, which would cause motor and stuff damage. You still keep it. So, you know, people be like, oh, I'm getting it from the junkyard. I mean, junkyard is still good parts. They got warranties just like stores. Still warranted, and they give it to you at half the price that the store would give it to you. The alternator I was supposed to purchase was $145, and it was $65, you know what I'm saying, at the junkyard. So, I mean, you already see the savings there, you know what I'm saying? And they come with a 90-day guarantee, you know what I'm saying? Anything go wrong with them, you still break it back, just like, you know, the store, they would give you a little warranty. And they might say a year, but then they say you bring it back and it's prorated. Source the purchase of a new one. You know what I'm saying? So you still got to buy a new one. It's just going to give you a cheaper price. So that's, you know, not always the best way to go eat. So, so today what I did was I cracked the car. Now, this is one way. This is the old, you know, mechanics cheat way of testing, if something's wrong with the power in your car. The first thing that you want to do, even to suspect if it's a bad battery or bad alternator, and if the car cranks up 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying, or even attempts to crank up, the start is pretty much straight. If your car doesn't turn over at all period, and you have a completely dead battery, or, you know what I'm saying, if it's charged, if you show that it's charged, then you got a bad start. A star is going out. But before, you know, all of that, I put the battery in again, you know, and then I took off the positive cable. You could actually take the cable off. If you take the positive cable off, and your car, you should continue to run. The alternator is really what's running your car. That's the charging source that is actually supplying power to your entire vehicle. The battery is just there to actually give it an ignition, give it enough power to actually crank up. Once it's cranked up, the alternator, it'll run all day until, you know what I'm saying, you shut that bitch off. You know what I'm saying? Then it's going to need that battery to charge it back up. A few things when it comes to batteries that you got to make sure to inspect. One thing is your battery cable. You got a positive and you got a negative battery cable. But off of those cables, you have a series of smaller cables, which are ground wires. Okay? On the black wire, you should have one single ground wire. And then on your positive cables, you have actually two. You have a ground wire, and then you have another power wire that, like, well, at least on my vehicle, it runs to the starter solenoid on the side. You know what I'm saying? Which is a little round little circle looking little piece, and it has little rods coming off of it, little connector rods, and that's what you actually connect these wires, you know what I'm saying, up to. But you need to make sure none of those wires are damaged, you know what I'm saying? Just lightly tug on them. If anything is loose, that could be a problem, you know what I'm saying? You got a loose screw, loose cable, or anything like that. You want to make sure that you double check on that, especially the loose battery cable. And then you also want to look at the battery terminals themselves, if they're corroded, rusty, you know what I'm saying, and that could cause them not to have good contact with the terminal post itself, And then you need to look at the terminal post and make sure they're nice and shiny. If they're not nice and shiny, you need to get a knife or something sharp and clean the terminal. Or you can go to your auto parts store and buy a battery terminal cleaner, which is just a little silver thing you stick on top and move it side to side, and it'll actually clean it for you without having to use sharp objects to scrape it down to the bare metal where it needs to be. So once you've checked all of that, you know what I'm saying, and if all of that is good, what I did was I placed the old battery back in. You know what I'm saying? I put the old battery back in, and it went to go crank it up, and it just said nothing. So that indicated to me that it's a bad battery. Now, people, even if your battery goes dead, batteries will recharge themselves. You have, if you look on the battery, it has what's called cranking amps. You have cold cranking amps, and then you have just regular hot, well, not hot cranking amps, but regular cranking amps. And the cold cranking amps is at a temperature, like if it's cool outside, you know what I'm saying, that the battery will automatically recharge itself. And at this temperature, you know what I'm saying, it'll still crank up. But you just got to let the battery sit 2-3 hours. So I let the battery sit over a 24-hour period, and it didn't regain any kind of charge to it and went directly out. Versus me taking a much, much smaller battery and placing it in, which I hadn't used that battery for, I don't know, 3 to 4 or 5 months. And it just sat around. So, not being utilized, but then it came through, with flying color. So, that's what I'm saying, people. When you go and get these prorated batteries, you might get a discount battery or anything like that. You just got to understand the price and circumstance behind that battery, and that's the biggest thing. So it's all about troubleshooting, people. You got to troubleshoot the shit, save you a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? And definitely before you take it to the mechanic, troubleshoot will save you a lot of time. Because they will waste your time and tell you that it's this and it's not, it's that and it's not, just to get some extra cheese out of you. Or tell you, it is that problem, but then they over-explain themselves, which, takes it all out of how simple that the task might be. And, they drum that up on you a little bit. And, that's sometimes what happens. So, there you go. That's all the way from the in to the out. It's just basic troubleshooting, people. Lumps, feel the tires. If you feel a lump, feel the tires very lightly. Feel for any indentations, on the tire. Or look around the outer for any, titty formation, that swelling of the tire, to where it's a bubble and it looks like a little nipple, a little titty on your tire. You also want to make sure you have fuel, you have water, you have oil in your vehicle. Those three things are very important. Without those three things, you will not have, fuel. You will not have, without the fuel, you don't have power, which is combustion power. Without the oil, you won't have lubrication without the water. So, you need everything, You need the battery. You need to make sure you have your battery properly charged. You need to make sure you have oil in your car. You need to make sure you have water in your radiator. And those are the main things. If you don't have those, you don't have a functioning vehicle. Or you have a half-assed functioning vehicle, and it's going to be shortened down on you very shortly. All right? That's just some tips from me, people. That should help you out in just a little small way. Of course, it's not going to make you a proficient auto mechanic, but hey, we're not trying to do that. Coming right back at you after my little jam right here, love this song right here. And from my homeboy Ash Wood, got the new DVDs out in the streets, him and KG out in the streets right now, making a video, putting it down. What's going on, people? We're making big moves for the 813. Tampa, stand up. Louida, we is in the building. Camp smells so good. How you feeling?
your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the sack got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. Flirting with the mailman, girl, he not delivering. I put the ice in my mouth and have your kitty shivering. Pleasing you in every way, whatever you considering. His father's a man, he don't like to hold hands. I hold the both of them while we working on our tan. Carry you on my back while we walking through the sand. She said he never listened. I let her talk for hours. Now I got a tipsy making love in the shower. First I'm on top, then we switching up the angle. I hit it from the back while I'm gripping on your ankles. Her man see the hate low, she far from my angel. This is your favorite song, can't wait for the jingle. I get the sex for free, I don't have to break bread. I made a few feet, now it's running down the leg. Every time the song play, her boyfriend get uncomfortable. Don't worry, when I'm done, she gon' come home to you. Cause I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. I'll never meet ya. Since you found that you can keep her, she still gon' sneak to see me cause I go deeper. Don't get upset cause she living with you. She just come through when she wants something new. She blow me up a lot cause you be messing up a lot. You cooked the other day but didn't put away the pot. Then shorty got hot and came straight to my spot. If you only knew, I stay right around the block. She hold me real tight, putting scratches on my back. Cause ever since I hit her, bookie got a little fat. Keep pushing, my flow is like I'm in the limelight. Ashwood and HD, boy, get your mind right. She got me locked in, name say Cameron. Go through a phone, you won't pay attention to Cameron. Give you a little game, now tighten up. You think she don't smoke, we bout to go chill. She lighten up, cause I'm her boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy.
About a one-night stand when you don't got hoes in your video, man. Bruce Scott, thought you niggas was something. When the beef all started, found you niggas was nothing. I got more money in my fucking pocket than you'll have in your life. Can't you tell by my wallet? It's Louis Vuitton, I'm a baller, you see. When they compare us to Gilders, they know you broke to me. So J. Wills, keep trying.
Keep trying.
And Wayne Ghetto, stop lying.
Stop.
And Petey Green, you little chump. Go fuck a big fucking guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
One.
Gonna do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one
yeah.
night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Yeah. But you got no choice, quit lying, my friend. But you got no choice, quit lying, my friend. How the hell you gonna rep a gold chain when you don't got couches in your house, man? Always trying to diss me when you should look in the mirror and see what we see. Broke niggas on a come up with Goodwill clothes, still talking like chumps. Always trying to make some noise when your one night stand is you fucking your boys. Keep making your YouTube videos while I'm fucking hoes.
Do it for one night stand, bro.
Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Gonna do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn.
Bitches.
Bitches, blouses, whatever the fuck y'all want to be. All right, people, y'all already know what time it is, man. I do this each and every day to bring some laughter to y'all and some smiles to everybody else.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Of course, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Yeah, you know, you let the blunt just burn out, and yeah, that shit stinks, man. What the fuck is that? And I'm on a website, people. Check me out. Go to polsby.com and look me up. DJ Smells So Good. I got a lot of polls on here. You know what I'm saying? This is what the polls are for. And I'm start creating a lot more polls. I'm just gonna have a whole page on www.813battles.webs.com until I get the WDG radio website up and running correctly. And then I have a bunch of new polls on there. People, you know, this is one of people's opinions, you know what I'm saying? Just to kind of better the show, you know what I'm saying? Have different questions, you know, how can we better, do better on the show, add more content, you know, different little things, you know what I'm saying, where you can vote and also leave a comment, you know what I'm saying, you know, explaining why you voted that way or why you know what I'm saying, have that opinion, you know, and be real cool, man, and help me out a lot, and I do listen, you know what I'm saying, so I start to, a little homie from Canada who, let's see here, where's he at? Let's see, there he is. Give him a shout out. Told him I'd give him a shout out on the show. And And that's coming from Juice out of Canada. Shout out to Juice. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that, homie, for coming by PolesB.com and voting and leaving a comment. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need. You know, we definitely need that. So thank you. You know what I'm saying? And I got battles and everything posted. So, yeah, check it out, man. It's going down. It's PolesB.com, PolesB.com, and then / DJ Smell Something. And my battles and stuff like that should come up. All right? And with that being said, it is time to get a little nutty. Because it's time for the nutty news. And Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right. Go ahead and get nutty, people. How about Twitter is in the headline? Predicted earthquake. It's a freaking hoax. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Man, y'all better get y'all chicken little heads out the motherfucking clouds, people. Damn. There will not be a major earthquake on Thursday, despite the panic warning circulating on Twitter. Or if there is a major earthquake on Thursday, we can safely say it was just a coincidence. The quake hoax got steam Monday night as users passed along this warning. LAist reported, I don't know what the fuck LAist is, but major earthquake warning. Six point to 7.0 earthquake likely in Southern California, September 30th. Four shocks September 27th through the 28th. Please retweet. Now, why people would sit up here and do some fake tweeting and retweeting and all that and putting false information out here is beyond me. But it's not beyond me because I can't put it past people because people do crazy shit. So that's how that is. Well, there you go. Shout out to all you crazy motherfuckers listening to people on Twitter. Big up to Miss Computer Lady, Miss AKA Miss PC Bo. Out there in Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Where a kid's birthday party turns into a motherfucking brawl. Is why I don't like to do kids' party. You know what I'm saying? They're rowdy. Start playing that good crunk music. Oh, yeah. They're rowdy. But not really. A large beer-soaked Neely broke out at a toddler's birthday party in this small Hamilton County suburb, hospitalizing two men and prompting police from several agencies to respond. About 30 children witnessed the 1 a.m. brawl among 75 people at Elmwood Eagle Hall. The father of a 3-year-old birthday girl, Ramon Marcelo Hernandez, 26 of Norwood, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct while intoxicated. And people, we do give, you know, awards here, you know what I'm saying? And being that he deprived his young girl. Well, 1 a.m, them fucking motherfuckers should have been asleep anyway. The party shouldn't have been. I don't see how the hell y'all having no party for no fucking 3-year-old and no 1 o'clock in the motherfucking morning. And then that's why, you know, me personally as a DJ, you know, when a motherfucker tell me it's a kid's party, I charge their ass in full. Because when you get there and there's alcohol involved, that means that there's an adult party. Okay? Kid's party means there's no fucking alcohol. And, you know what I'm saying, the drunks, which they are, but the parents, you know what I'm saying, are there in celebration of the children, you know what I'm saying? So it should be children's music, children's games, children's activities, everything should be geared towards the children. But these punk-ass motherfucking parents nowadays, all they want to do is get some music played for the children, throw up a goddamn jumping ball machine, and then call it a day like, you know what I'm saying, like that did something for the kid. Oh, they really doing something for the kids. You know what I'm saying? But the whole time they get drunk and then they cursing at the kids and all this other kind of shit. So for parents like you, and including this one in this article, here you
lying go. Piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, I mean, cause, damn, he's, you know, depriving people. You're depriving your children of one day. Right. In Chicago, good old Chi-Town, an elderly woman shoots a 12-year-old boy. And, yeah, it's going down. A shooting on the city's south side, southeast side, has people telling two entirely different stories. Neighbor said an elderly woman was fed up with constant harassment from a 12-year-old boy, so she took a gun and shot the child after he and his friends threw bricks into her home. Now the boy is charged with a crime, while the 68-year-old woman is not.
Damn.
Well, they ain't going to charge her anyway. She's elderly. She's 68. They're going to claim, you know what I'm saying, temporary insanity or some shit. And if they can prove that she got a broken window, there you go. Well, you know, yes, she used excessive force, but, hey, she's an old lady fearing for her life. Shoot first, ask questions later. Could have been a 21-year-old man doing her shit. You know what I mean? Which, does it make it right either way? No. Should the little boy got shot? No. Did he? Yeah. Did he die? No. So, fuck it. He got arrested. There you go. Bet you motherfucker won't fuck with that old lady no more, though. Yeah. Yeah. Over here in the UK, nuttiest place on the planet. Right. A corpse came back from the dead. Staff at the funeral parlor were stunned when the corpse was found to be still breathing. The blunder, revealed today under the Freedom of Information Act, was one of the most shocking committed by the Southwestern Ambulance Service. And another, in 2008, a patient with severe chest pains died from a heart attack in an ambulance after a crew let him walk unaided up two flights of stairs. Yeah, I'm not going to the hospital in the UK. But since that didn't make it here to the Nutty News, here you go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Damn, well, I mean, that just shows you medical malpractice is fucked up all the way across the board from the UK to the United States. I mean, we got more motherfuckers over here that leave shit in you after surgery than I've ever read in the news. So, you know, yeah. In New York, man, you motherfuckers better look out. Air conditioner falls six floors onto a man.
Damn.
An air conditioner plunged from a building and slammed onto a man who was just walking below in Manhattan. Around 8:30 a.m., 67-year-old Tony Fonsis was walking his dog as he does every morning when an air conditioner fell out of a sixth-floor window at 2nd Avenue and 3rd Street. It landed on an awning, apparently bounced off, and hit Francis in the head. He suffered a severe head laceration and was taken to Bellevue Hospital. Well, damn, thank the Lord for him not dying, because if that shit would have hit your ass straight in the fucking head, you would have been a dead motherfucker.
Damn.
All right, well, shit. Keep this moving. Over here in Canada, man hears suspicious noise in his home and shoots his cat.
Right.
A red deer, Alta, I don't know where the hell that is in Canada, but that's where it's at, was in police custody after allegedly shooting his family cat by accident. Red Deer, RCMP, whatever the fuck that is, say that 31-year-old Daryl Bronnell loaded a rifle after hearing a suspicious noise in his home early Sunday morning. When he went to investigate,
Brownell stumbled and inadvertently pulled the trigger of the gun, and his cat was killed. Oh, man, that's fucking sad. Sad for the animal, man. Sad for the animal, you know? And to the owner.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To shoot your cat on your day off. Oh, people, some people just sweep too goddamn hard or something. I mean, damn. What the fuck is that? Oh, man. Take a little sweep. Today, one of today's sponsors, Cold Activate Bottle. When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. That score's right, people. A silver bullet. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. In Colorado, mom leaves child alone and tells police, it's okay, I suck. Yeah. A Nederland woman is suspected of child abuse after her unclothed two-year-old daughter was found in an unlocked pickup truck parked in the middle of a U.S. Forest Road in Boulder County. When they approached the truck, they found a young girl sleeping in the back seat, covered with a blanket. Her mother's purse was on the front passenger seat floor, along with an empty 750 milliliter bottle of Captain Morgan spiced rum. When they asked Katrina Diane Kemp if she wanted to make a statement or answer questions, she told deputies, it's okay, I suck. She might have been insinuating something else, but, yeah, I don't think the police took it that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think the police went on ahead and took her ass down.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit,
lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. People, and this is why I cuss these 2010 mamas out every day, all right? Don't sit up here and tell me because I'm sitting up here correcting your motherfucking child from picking up rocks and throwing sticks and all this old dumb shit the kids do because you sons of bitches don't go out and buy toys for your kids to interactively play with. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't say, well, he's just a child and kids do that. If you give a kid something to do, then they will do that, but they won't go out and just play in the dirt, you know what I'm saying, and put themselves in harm's way, you know. But the first thing that a parent, a so-called wannabe parent, want to tell you, oh, you must not got no kids, you need to get some kids of your own. Little finger to you, for you not raising your motherfucking kids, because if you was raising your kids right, then that would influence me to go out and, oh, man, you doing a great job with your kids, it made me want some, so I can raise them just like you is. But no, because these dirty, deadbeat-ass mamas and deadbeat-ass daddies who don't know how to raise kids nowadays want to put that lame scapegoat excuse, you know what I'm saying, on outside people correcting in on your kid. Takes a village to raise a child, people. You're lucky I don't put that belt on their ass like I should. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing something apparently you're not. But anyway, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. I see you there. Good. Miss PC Bo, who's just in Ohio. Was in Ohio. Yeah, Ohio was it? Yeah, that wasn't around your house, was it, there, Miss Ohio, Miss Computer Lady? You know what I'm saying? Y'all wasn't getting rowdy on the late night tip at the birthday party. You know what I'm saying? And get swung on at a kid's birthday party. What kind of shit is that? A lot of felines in the damn headline. In the UK, we're still over here. They're at the headline, damn right. Y'all stay at the fucking top. Mandal's police emergency line over cat in his kitchen. Right. A panicked man called a police emergency line for help because there was a cat in his kitchen. In just one of thousands of inappropriate calls. The call to Britain's 999 line starts with the man saying, there's a cat in my kitchen. I don't know how to deal with him. The bemused operator asks, you've got a what in your kitchen? And the man responds, a cat, cat, cat. You are an ass, ass, oh. God, people. 911 calling for a cat.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
That's the simplest one I'd give you, bro. Oh, man. Crazy people in this world. Don't let make you feel happy to live where you live at. You know what I'm saying? These Oracle people should make you appreciate, you know what I'm saying, your life in a way that you're being able to live it. You know, because other parts of the world, man, they got, you know, some real sick, sadistic, crazy shit going on. In Kansas, Little Debbie truck was stolen. And empty rappers littered the road. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to eat a kid. I'm going to jail. I might as well eat every motherfucking snack up in there. Yeah. Police in Kansas said a stolen Little Debbie truck was found abandoned with the airbags deployed and a trail of empty boxes leading from the truck to the road. Police said the snack cake truck was stolen from a Walmart on the south side of the city and was found abandoned later. Oh, fucking love stolen goddamn cake truck. Oh, man. You know, when shit like that happens here, because shit like that does happen here, people, you know, good old-fashioned thievery at its finest. You know what I'm saying? You fuck around. We done had, you know, the snack man, somehow hit the bread man truck up. A bitch just crashed that motherfucker in the middle of the neighborhood. Everybody come get it how they live. Look like, you know what I'm saying, the L.A. riots all over again. You know what I'm saying? You had a motherfucker hit up UPS truck. Oh, man, that was a goddamn field day. Had all kind of electronic products and shit. Bitch done hit up the snack trucks before, you know what I'm saying? All kind of. Bitch done hit up the ice cream truck. Stole the ice cream truck. Oh, man, nigga. Ice cream for days. And I mean for days. Yeah. Hey. Mind yourself, people, you know what I'm saying? Over here in Cleveland, and I know Mrs. Computer Lady knows about this, former President Jimmy Carter is taken to hospital because he's air sick. I'd be sick of this goddamn air, too, where y'all keep poisoning and shit. Former President Jimmy Carter was transported by ambulance to a Cleveland hospital after falling ill during a flight. While on a flight to Cleveland, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter developed an upset stomach and upon arrival was taken to Metro Health Hospital for observation. He threw up. He was airsick when he got off the plane, said Carter's center volunteer Bernice Moore, but he was not hospitalized. They just took him to the hospital to be checked up. They received a checkup, people, but he was not hospitalized, so... big ups to you. Some person you don't hear about. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about presidents, they don't talk about Jimmy Carter. Like, what the fuck did he do? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he did more in his old age, you know what I'm saying, than he did as a fucking president. This is world news. World's largest pro-pedophilia advocacy group uses Facebook. Right. This doesn't surprise me, people. I mean, you know, it's child pornography website. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Shouts out to that. And we had to
Well, I'll get that. I'm going to get into that in just a second, Mr. Q Lady. Hold on about that, people. That's an update on the 2010 coming up. 2010 Trilateral Commission host reunion. You know what I'm saying? We've changed the goddamn name, BTR. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't want to support us. Suck a virtual microchip. Yeah, there you go. Keeping it clean. But get back into that. The world's largest pro-pedophilia advocacy group uses Facebook to connect with its members throughout the world. Which should be cool, because now y'all should know where all these stupid-ass motherfucking predators are at. To find and exchange photos of children. To hone its members' predatory behavior. And to identify, target, and reel in child victims. Facebook says it has strict policy against the posting of content that supports groups engaged in child exploitation. Yet, a simple five-second search on Facebook yielded dozens of pages devoted to the infamous North American Man Boy Love Association, the NAMBLA. Man, please, people. I'm sorry. I am one for killing. You know, I'm one for killing people. I'm definitely for that. I would kill a motherfucking pedophile with a heart. I would take the gun out and shoot him in his motherfucking balls. And I'll shoot his ass in his head. Anybody a volunteer, I would be a volunteer for that. Because anybody who's sick enough to take an innocent child's motherfucking childhood, then you need to be taken off this motherfucking planet. I mean, ASAP. A the fuck stat. I don't care if you're a woman or a man. You need to be, or a motherfucking teenager. I would shoot you in your motherfucking head. I would shoot you in your shit first. Shoot you in your balls. I'll shoot you in your pussy. And I'll shoot you in your motherfucking head. That's very sick. Very sick. Very fucking sick. And I got to give Facebook an award, because I know you bitches out there doing this shit just for profit, so you don't give a fuck. I'm pretty sure if I go and do a search right now, that shit will pull up some kind of pedophilic motherfucking groups and all the other gay ass shit that y'all motherfuckers get off.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Why that shit gets crazy, people? That is too crazy. Pedophilics, man. You gotta motherfucking laugh, because it's too dangerous for them to be around people. You gotta laugh. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, man, you get angry like me. You really want to go and fuck somebody up. But, yeah, that's your Facebook for you. Yeah, go run out and get you a Facebook account. Fuck Facebook. Anyway, this shit does happen in Florida. Tragic accidents do happen here occasionally. Because we got a lot of building and machinery and all that kind of stuff going on. And this is very tragic. Rope slips around man's neck, and he's pulled into wood chipper. Oh, man. People, I don't even like fucking around when them shit's around in the area. You know what I'm saying? I be seeing Mexicans just throw that shit, hold it on to the branch and all that crazy shit. And that's the scary shit, people. But a gardener was horrifically killed after being decapitated, and probably more than that, when a rope around his neck was dragged into a wood chipper. Miguel Vargas desperately fought to avoid being pulled into the chipper after the rope was fed into the churning mechanism. As the noose tightened around his neck, it decapitated his head from his body. Other workers made the horrific discovery when they shut down the machine. Damn. That's fucked up. was fucked up. Yeah. That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. Man, Lord bless that spirit, boy, because, Lord, that's a hell of a way to go out. Yeah. Yeah, this is funny. In Richmond Township, man who fell into manure pit is upgraded to good but smelly. That's a little funny. A Richmond Township farmer who was rescued after falling into a manure pit has been upgraded to good condition in Reading Hospital. A hospital spokeswoman said Michael Martin, 28, was removing manure from his dairy barn near Shirey Road about 2:45 p.m. when the loader he was operating fell into the manure pit. Martin was thrown from the loader into about 2 feet of cattle waste. That's a smelly situation. That's pretty nasty. And that will pretty much do it, people, for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Follow your wild, weird, and crazy news, man, from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, give y'all a little update. November tentative date is we'll be in Las Vegas the second weekend in November. Due to the fact that we didn't have a mass amount of participants, hit us up by email or anything else to inquire about what's going on, like Mr. Computer Lady did. Thank you. And so we're going to push it back because I'll actually be in Kentucky for the first next weekend. I'll be in Kentucky. I mean, at the end of the month, on the 31st. And I'll actually be in Louisville, Kentucky, doing a DJ gig. And then from that, Lord willing, everything goes well, and my bread looks right, I should be flying over to to California. And then from California, me and Goofy Bone will be driving down to Las Vegas. And then from Las Vegas, I should be flying out, unless I come back to California and then go over to Hollywood, hang out with Jet Set, and then fly out of Hollywood. However, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in getting stuck like Chuck. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to be getting into. So it's been a great show. You know what I'm saying? I like to say so. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because the Lord allowed me to be here each and every day. You know what I'm saying? Monday through Friday. 4 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and communicate with beautiful people from around the world. And I mean the world. So please tell a friend to always come back through and check in, man. We is live on the radio, people. This is the radio. This is not FM or AM. This is the real radio. Uncut, uncensored, Blog Talk Radio Network. That'll be moving over to the BSN Radio Network. Also on the VIM Network. Shouts out to Mari Torres, Prophet Jackal, you know what I'm saying? Everybody out there, man. It's going down real big. So this is Wednesday. Wednesday presents Car Problems 101. And if you had any car problems, run this episode back, man. Check it out. At the beginning, I gave some very helpful tips, you know what I'm saying, in troubleshooting your vehicle. And that's how we do it up in here. Now, my cabin smells so good, and I love the...
Yeah. I got to put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on. I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors. Let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jack to talk to
them. Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block. Deep boys, mainly moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail. Selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right.
But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way, and I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me, I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last so the hood can't let them back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let them back us up. Wait, hold on, yeah. We said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the sorrows, who stepped through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block. Yeah, 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
Right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the FNANR Indie Artist Seminar, presented by going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010 at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.